funding to public services.
Yes.
This government has slashed funding to fire rescue services, and we are facing cuts up and down the country. So Simon, go back and talk to Nick Clegg, Danny Alexander and all of that crew and say stop cutting our public services. And I will say to Chris Williamson, and Chris Williamson's a mate, but I will say to Chris and Labour, stop telling us that you're going to implement the Tory cuts if you get elected in 2015. If people want to vote Labour, they want to vote Labour because you're going to stop the cuts and reverse the cuts. And I don't care who's in power, we'll be fighting to defend our fire service, and we'll be standing with other people who want to defend all our other public services as well. You know, one thing that I find increasingly grotesque is when we hear people praising our people for what they do.
Yeah,
and just a few things jump out at me in the past few weeks. We will have all have been absolutely appalled and horrified by the loss of firefighters in Arizona. 19 firefighters killed in Arizona. And we sent our best wishes and spoke to colleagues over there. And just the other week in the West Midlands, in Smedic, we saw a huge fire. And there were some fantastic, remarkable, iconic pictures from that incident all across the front page. And our people in the West Midlands did a fantastic job. But by the way, our people in the West Midlands were also stretched to the limit that night with one pump left in the whole of the West Midlands while they were dealing with that Smedic incident. And the next day, the Secretary of State, Eric Pickles, rang the Chief Fire Officer to congratulate him on what a fantastic job firefighters, fire brigades, union members had done. Well, I say this to Eric Pickles, fine words don't deliver anything. Stop slashing funding to our fire and rescue service. Investment, not cuts, that is what we need. And just